This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 484 for Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are sharply lower Wednesday, with a number of factors contributing to the declines. Canola down $21 to over $30, November down $30.70 at $878.40 per ton. Speculative profit-taking was behind much of the selling pressure, with that selling building on itself and exaggerating the declines as many traders looked to exit positions at the same time. Losses in Chicago soy oil and strength in the Canadian dollar combined to cut into crush margins, and that added to the soft tone. Much-needed rains in parts of western Canada were also bearish, although drought concerns remained supportive, with the moisture at this stage unlikely to improve the yield outlook. A report from Agriculture Canada pegging the canola crop at 19.9 million tons was another bearish influence, as most in the trade expect actual production closer to 16 to 17 million tons. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with soybeans, corn, and wheat all trading to both sides of unchanged today. Soybeans mixed the most active November contract. It's up a penny at the final bell at $13.89¾ per bushel. The soy products were mixed with gains in soy meal but losses in oil. Forecasts calling for hot and dry Midwestern weather over the next week were supportive for the new crop months. Corn also underpinned by Midwestern weather concerns. The September contract up unchanged at the final bell at $5.71¾. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced a bill to repeal the national mandate on blending ethanol in fuel. Meanwhile, the annual targets for renewable fuel standards in the country continue to face delays. Weekly ethanol production, though, in the U.S. at 1.028 billion barrels per day was down a bit on the week. Wheat futures were mixed, with losses in Minneapolis spring wheat and gains in the winter wheats. Minneapolis down 18 cents in September at $8.98 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in September at $6.68 per bushel. And Chicago up 10 cents in September at $7.11 per bushel. While declining production prospects due to drought for North American spring wheat did remain supportive, those concerns are thought to be priced into the market for the time being, and that accounted for some of the selling pressure in Minneapolis as the wheat spreads saw some adjustment. Meanwhile, the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest was a bit bearish, but weather issues for wheat in Europe and the Black Sea region were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 21st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.